Nelson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Tara Brown joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Tara is with Boston Dance Studios. Guess what they do, Kennedy? Yeah.
I hope they dance.
They do dance. They have a big event coming up on Saturday. But before we get to that, tell everybody kind of what you're committed to in the world of dance, Tara.
So at Boston Dance Studios, we offer anywhere from 17 to 20 classes a week in all different styles for all different levels. So everything from ballet to modern to hip-hop to popping. Really, every style you can think of, we offer it. Every level you can think of, we offer it. And then we also offer affordable rentals for artists and also pre-professional programming if you're wanting to pursue a professional career in dance.
What made you want to do this for your community, to have a dance studio? Why is dance so important, and why should we all be dancing a little, even if it's in our kitchen?
There are a couple answers to that, especially off the heels of the election. I think now more than ever, everybody is just looking for a really safe space to feel a sense of belonging and community. And so now more than ever, it's so important to support these art spaces, especially dance studios that are creating that type of safe haven for so many types of people. For myself personally, the reason why I opened a studio was because of so many dance studios had been closing in our Boston area even before the pandemic. So there really was just a need for this space to be opened. And actually, this space had been a studio before it closed. I assumed that there had been another owner, and then I found out that it was actually just being used as a construction company's office. So just took this crazy leap of faith with little plan, a business plan that actually got totally upended, and reopened this space right across from TD Garden. And so far, we've been going almost 2 years to really create this space for so many people. So we're really offering something that doesn't really exist and hasn't for so long at a time where so many of our spaces were closing.
The event on Saturday night, this is, I see it's called your first annual fall showcase. I want you to tell what's going to be happening then. What is the goal? Like, have you set a monetary goal of what you want to raise with the event?
Yes. So we are hoping to raise $5,000 on Saturday, which will roll completely into our 80K campaign. Boston Dance Studios was awarded an $80,000 grant. However, the caveat for that grant is that we have to first be able to raise the matching funds first. So 100% of these proceeds will go towards our campaign to raise $80,000 by the end of the year. And all of the proceeds for that campaign will go towards improving our infrastructure. So fixing the Marley, we have some cracked mirrors, updating the bathrooms, all of the things like that. So on Saturday, you can expect a really great show. We're really excited. We're going to have a mixer that starts at 7. The show itself will start at 8 p.m. It'll be about 9 or 10 choreographers from all over New England that are presenting work. It'll just be a really fun time, good vibes, and we'll vibe out at the end of the night with a DJ.
I love all of this.
I want to vibe out at the end
I just want to see you make it to that $80,000 goal.
Too. Very much so.
Yeah, we want to commit to help you as much as we can. So bostondance.org is the website, bostondance.org. You can buy tickets for the event or find out how to support them financially. I want to commit to maybe like you have until the end of the year to match to be able to get that grant.
Yep, that's right.
Can we like commit to maybe check in with you and say 2 weeks on the Good Vibe Tribe and just see how you're going and how far away you are?
I feel like you've got a ways to go, what I'm looking at here.
Yeah.
We've got a ways to go. Yeah, and there's so many ways for people to contribute. Visit bostondance.org, givebutter.com/80K is where you'll find our direct campaign link. And if you're following us on Instagram, Boston Dance Studios, there's a million ways to support the campaign by just amplifying, helping us share, spreading the word, helping us find some corporate match donors. There's so many ways to support us. Any way anybody wants to get involved, please feel free to reach out, send a donation yourself, and I would love to check in with you guys in 2 weeks for sure.
And Tara, let me ask you this. What if I know somebody who would like spend some money on some dance classes? Let's just say this person is a little stiff. They're a little rigid. They're in their mid-50s. They have a little bit of rhythm to them because they were a DJ, but they don't know how to move, but they want to learn hip-hop dancing.
Listen, our most popular class right now is beginner hip hop on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. with Heather Myers. She's awesome. She's incredible. So I would tell that particular individual, come through on Wednesday, and your first class is on me.
I'm gonna let him know.
Let him know.
Sounds good.
Well, we're grateful for you. We're grateful for the space that you're safe spaces that you're providing, and we want nothing more than for you to make this goal. It is a big ask, so we want to help you get there.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
And you're now officially a member of the Good Vibe Tribe, Tara.
I love it. Happy to be a part of it.
And thank you for coming on the show again. BostonDance.org if you want to find out more. Have a great day, Tara. Thanks so much for coming on.
You too. Thank you so much.
And Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio today?
Okay, so Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla says stuff.
All the time.
And yesterday he was asked about Jalen Brown. And here's what he had to say.
Joe, just confirming no Jalen Brown tonight, and if you have an update there, if you've talked to him about it.
He's out.
Have you been able to talk to Jalen about the injury?
Mm-hmm. I talk to him every day.
What were those conversations like?
I mean, we both kind of mumble when we talk, and then we just shake hands and move on.
Did he happen to mumble about his hip at all?
I couldn't understand him.
The guy is a beast.
I love it.
He is the best. Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Greg from Lowell.
Hi, Greg.
Lowell.
Hi, Kennedy.
Lowell.
Lowell.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Greg?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That's a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg's Las Vegas restaurant, Fleca Cantina. Is that how it's pronounced?
Maybe. Flecha? I don't know.
Flecha? It experienced a decent-sized fire on its patio Wednesday night due to a defective fire pit. Mark doesn't just do Mexican restaurants. What is the name of the burger chain that he runs with his family?
Wahlburgers.
Elwood Edwards passed away on Tuesday, just one day shy of his 75th birthday. He was the voice of AOL's You've Got Mail. What does AOL stand for?
America Online.
Had an old conversation yesterday with my son about AOL and how you had to get the CDs in order to get online.
Yeah, they tell people, get off the phone, I'm trying to use the internet.
Chat rooms of it all.
You should just play the sound of a dial-up modem for him and be like, what is this? And record it.
This singer turns 46 this weekend. Take a listen to his greatest hit and then name him.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the artist.
Don't act like you don't know, Greg. You had this CD.
I don't.
All right.
I don't know. Sorry.
Question number four. Jeopardy did Travis Kelce dirty with a $200 clue that said, are you smarter than a celebrity? Is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a three-time Super Bowl champ. How must contestants phrase their answers on Jeopardy?
As a question.
Question number five. The lineup of performers was just announced for the 2024 CMA Awards. Luke Bryan, Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, Shaboozy, Chris Stapleton, and more are scheduled to take the stage. What is the name of Post's country album that he dropped over the summer?
I don't remember.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Greg, I understand you manage five restaurants?
Yes.
What restaurants?
It's a small family-owned chain.
Oh, very cool. You don't want to say? You don't want to give them a plug on the radio?
No, I'd rather do it.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. I get it. Kennedy, Greg got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, my goodness. Well done, sir.
Is that right, Dan? Right?
Yeah. No, 3 out of 5.
3?
Yeah.
Which one did he
get? He didn't get 3 or 5.
Oh, 3 and 5. Okay.
Still very well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
You bet.
Mark Wahlberg's Las Vegas restaurant, Fleja Cantina. I don't know how to say it. Fleja? Fleja?
Fleja.
Fleja?
Means arrow.
It means arrow? How did you know that?
Because I saw the story this morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I thought you were a genius. You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I'm not a good liar.
What doesn't she know?
Apparently, a fire started in the fire pit on the patio Wednesday night. Mark doesn't just do Mexican restaurants. What is the name of the burger chain he runs with his family?
Wahlburgers.
Greg, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Tied at one. Question number two. Elwood Edwards passed away on Tuesday, just one day shy of his 75th birthday. He was the voice of AOL's You've Got Mail. What does AOL stand for?
America Online.
Tied at two. Question number three. This singer turns 46 this weekend. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then name him.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That's Cisco.
It is Cisco. Not to be confused with the beer. 3-2. Question number four. Jeopardy did Travis Kelce dirty with a $200 clue that basically said he's more famous as a boyfriend than as a three-time Super Bowl champ. How must contestants phrase their answers on Jeopardy?
In the form of a question.
That is correct, such as who is or what is. 4-3, question number five. The lineup of performers was just announced for the 2024 CMA Awards, including Luke Bryan, Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, Shaboozy, Chris Stapleton, and more.
I love that and more.
Oh, that's the name of our band.
They
and
rock
more.
Out.
Yep. What is the name of Post's country album that he dropped over the summer?
F1 Trillion?
It is called F1 Trillion. 1 trillion, that is.
It's like a truck, but a really big truck.
I guess.
F-150 is big and F1 Trillion. Imagine all the whiskey and dogs you could fit in that truck in a country song.
Yes, sir.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Craig, you don't get the cash, but you're not leaving empty-handed. You won yourself a pair of tickets to Shawn Mendes for Friends and Family Only, a live concert film only in theaters for one night, November 14th. To find a participating theater, visit family and friendsandfamilyfilm.com. But you've got those tickets for free, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Big
Greg.
Shawn Mendes guy, that Greg.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine he's going to find somebody in his life that wants to see that. Greg, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Greg from Lowell, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
You can call us or text us here in the studio, 617-931-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend, especially with the maybe long 3-day weekend for you if you have off for Veterans Day. Again, shout out to all of my fellow veterans out there. Thank you for your service. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text. How about you, Kennedy? What are you getting into this weekend?
Well, I have a lot of things planned, whether I do them all or not. Remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. Mr. X is going to come in town late tonight. And so we're going to go maybe to the zoo.
Which zoo?
Franklin Park, probably. And then maybe I booked a hike with goats.
Okay.
So trying to do
so
stuff.
So it's like Tom Brady, Paul Pierce.
Yeah. I'm just trying to do some
that'd
stuff.
That'd be an expensive hike to book.
That's outside. Well, I can still go outside and just try and cheer my brain up and do
sure.
good things because I start radiation as soon as we get back. So,
right, right.
So how many goats are on the hike? And like,
I don't know the answer to that question. I just know they're little baby goats. So that's all I know.
Do you do like yoga with them at the top of the mountain?
No yoga.
Is it expensive?
Just a hike.
To go hiking with goats?
It was like $40 a person.
That's not bad at all.
It's a called.
Seems relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm very excited.
What's it
about
called?
That. It's in Georgetown. Mass.
Let's go backpacking.
They don't have their name on it on this thing here, but in any event, I'm very excited about
Give
it.
Give me that one.
So. Tammy's from Peabody. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Carson.
It's a big one for Tammy Kennedy.
Let me hear it.
I'm turning 50 this weekend.
Woohoo!
Let's go.
It's a good year, baby. It's a great year.
You start
this
getting
one's hitting me hard.
Don't let it.
This one's hitting me hard.
Don't let it.
You start getting the AARP stuff in the mail yet?
About 6 months ago.
Yep, that happened to me. I was like, not today, Satan.
Don't shake off a discount. What's wrong with you?
Right. You're too good for savings.
I lived every one of these years. Thank you very much. I'll take what you give me. And I'm
so
still standing.
My goal for the weekend was to get in on the what are you getting into this weekend on
yes.
Mix 104.1, because I listen to you guys every single day.
You did it.
Check that off your list.
Check it off, so, baby.
Happy 50 to Tammy. I got on. I'm so excited.
Nice job.
Well, congratulations, babe.
Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
Carson, I work in the veterans office at City Hall in Peabody, and
you.
We love Carson.
Oh.
We love Carson. Thank you for your service.
Well, we love you, Tammy. Thank you. Thank you for helping out the veterans as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's awesome. The people that work in the veterans offices.
Special people.
Yeah, because a lot of them never served before. They just love the work and being around, you know, the men and women who have served. Kelly's from Uxbridge, and she's heading out of town to visit her daughter at college. Where does she go to school?
Arizona State University.
Weather out there is going to be terrible.
Yeah, that's a nice place to get out of town to.
You know, I was saying that my daughter's actually complaining because it's only been, like, in the 70s and, like, low 80s.
When you move
she
out
likes
there,
the 90s.
You get real yeah. thin skin.
Oh, tough life. It's only 80.
Funny thing is, she's born and raised in Massachusetts, but hates the cold. Loves to ski, but hates the cold. Has never really liked to play in the snow since she was a little kid. Loves the 80s and 90s and like the 100s. Loves
is,
it.
Is this
she's
the first
thing complaining?
Is this the first time you've been out there?
No, this will be like the third time I've been out there. When we moved her out there in August, we landed at 11:30 at night. It was 106 degrees.
Oof.
When we were moving her in, literally, if you stood still, my flip flops stuck to the top.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous. I had like these cheap flip flops, and they were literally sticking to the
That's
sidewalk.
Wild.
It was so hot.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so excited. I'm bringing my bathing suit, and she's like, "Mom, it's gonna be too cold to go swimming." I'm like, "It's gonna be 78 on Sunday."
Grab her by the shoulders and go. It's dark at 4:50 p.m. in New England.
You can always tell the New Englanders in a warm weather location too, bringing out their bathing suits when it's 72 and they think it's winter. That's great. Well,
I had to pack another suitcase with her sweaters from home because she's freezing.
That's great. Have a great time out there. Yeah, no real plans for Veterans Day. I just imagine my family's going to be pampering me all weekend long, with showering me with gifts and cooking me meals and just doing. I won't have to lift a finger this weekend is what it'll be like for me on Veterans Day.
So Veterans Day is Father's Day equivalent is what you're telling me?
I mean, that's not bad.
May the odds be ever in your favor, buddy.
Yeah. It's good to set low expectations.
Yeah, if you're in Springfield over the weekend and you want to stop by UMass Amherst Kennedy, there's the final lacrosse tournament of the fall season.
I told you where I was going to be. It's not there.
I know, but I feel like it's in that general direction.
Do you want to be the cute baby goats or screaming 13-year-old kids?
Yep.
And what's great is the first game is at 10 a.m., Kennedy. You know how long the drive is to Springfield?
Two and a half hours.
All right. And then you got to get the child up and out of the house. And then food in them. And then the second you get in the car, they go back to sleep. And they sleep for 2 hours while you stare at Route 2 doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. So, happy Veterans Day.
Hey, you had the kid.
Yep.
617-931-1234. You can call or text
Where's
now.
Where's the lie?
617-931-1234. We want to know what you are getting into over the weekend. We'll do more of that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
104.1.
Sorry, I thought I was going to play another song there, but I got to stay to the clock.
I got to talk to the people.
We called an audible.
Talk to the people.
Hot route.
Yep.
Omaha.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. We want to find out what you are getting into over the weekend. You can call or text that number. Tricia is from Whitman, I believe, and doing a race at Fenway Park. What is it you're doing?
Good morning. I am doing the Spartan race tomorrow at Fenway Park.
Ooh, girl, I did that once. Woo, them sandbags up and down the bleachers was not fun.
Oh, yeah. They are hard. No, I did it before, too, last year. There's a group of us from my gym doing it in memory of our
the owner of our gym who passed away last year.
Oh.
Get a big group going, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, a big aru to you.
A big what?
Thank you.
That's what they scream at the Spartan race.
Oh.
What does the Spartan race entail? I heard there's sandbags. Like, what kind of stuff are you doing at Fenway?
Army training.
A lot of
army training, sir. Yeah.
Climbing, ropes,
running,
up and down,
climbing.
Yep.
Now let's go back to your. What is the name of your gym, and who is the gentleman that passed away? Why don't we acknowledge them real quick?
It's Club X Gym in East Bridgewater. Awesome gym family, and Mark Pellegrini, the former owner who passed away last May. His daughter Linda runs the gym now, and she's amazing, and got a group together, and we're all going to run it in his memory. We have shirts made up with his name on it, and it's just a great way to remember him.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that is great. He must have been a pretty good guy.
It is awesome.
You are all getting
He was
together.
An awesome guy. Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Have fun. Yep.
Thank you.
Don't forget to stretch
weekend.
First.
I'm pretty sure they remember that, Dan. They're not us.
You don't know. Some people forget things.
Our favorite Kennedy, guess who's here?
Who?
Harry the Puppeteer.
Oh, hello, friend.
Good morning, friends. What's up?
Not too much. You got some shows this weekend?
I do. Yeah, I'm going to be at the Gore Place in Waltham at 11 tomorrow. And I just made a new puppet, and I don't think it came out too bad. It's going to be fun.
I get it.
It's a sheep.
Thanks for that. I didn't know.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline at 10:30 in the morning for a family fun show. We have a trained character, and we're going to tell some stories and juggle some stuff, and I might balance some stuff on my face. It's going to be fun.
Will my boy Good News Gus be there?
Yep.
It's my favorite puppet.
Yep. There to spread some good news. If you guys have good news and want to share it, come on down. Check it out.
I love it so much.
It'll be really fun.
Who's your train character?
It's basically me in overalls.
I've seen the show, and he does an excellent job.
and the train conductor loses his engine and the whole train. And we go through a bunch of different suitcases that are still left over. And in each suitcase is a different story or a different character and a different. And then we kind of put it all together by the end. It's really fun.
That's so cool.
You are doing God's work.
Not
I
me.
Love this so much. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody. See you guys soon.
Bye, buddy.
All right. Let's just grab one real quick. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
Jackie again.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
Just sitting down, taking a break, besides getting back with you on the phone.
Okay. All right. So what are you doing this weekend?
I'm just going to be reading a book and cleaning stuff and putting things away because I just got out of the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. All right. What book are you reading?
I really want to go to this guy's show. You got a ticket or two, please?
It's free.
Oh, my gosh. I love theater. Oh, you just made my day.
All right.
You made ours.
All right, Jackie.
Producer Dan, how about you? What are you into this weekend?
Jackie's going to be tough to top, but I'll give it a shot. So today is actually mine and my girlfriend Kaylee's 1-year anniversary.
Hey.
So happy anniversary to her. I'm
happy
lucky
anniversary.
Man. And after the show ends, she took a half day from school today, and we are going to jet set down to Philadelphia for the long weekend.
Let's go.
She has never been before. And it was a lot cheaper than New York for this weekend.
The city of brotherly love.
Yep.
And we're leaving today in a couple hours, and we have zero things planned.
I think that's the best way
to
do it.
I mean, not a thing.
Best way to do it.
Philly's just like Boston. It'll be easy for you to figure out. Everything's walkable. You're going to love it.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe we'll go do like the Muter Museum where it has all like the oddities. And
I was there last time I was there. It is a wild
You know,
space.
The hard thing about Philly, Dan, is you're going to be there and you're going to love it, which is going to be so conflicting because Philly fans are absolute garbage.
I can love the city and hate their sports teams.
Right.
Like it's very easy. Yeah. We can do both.
I might run up the Rocky Steps or I might run halfway up the Rocky Steps and then go.
That's a lot of steps.
Oh, my God. He made it look so easy in the movie.
It's a good thing the statue's at the bottom.
Yeah.
It is.
She called me last night, actually. She's like, so we've never taken a road trip together before, and it's going to be like a 5-hour drive.
Kaylee, please keep a little video audio diary of your travels, please. Thank you, friend.
She's like, can we maybe plan out what we're going to do on the drive? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, podcasts maybe or music. I was like, well, we're not going to listen to true crime podcasts and Taylor Swift for 5 hours because I can't do it.
Okay, 4.5.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah. So if you have any recommendations for cool things to do in Philadelphia, I need them. Because I procrastinated now. And
well, Tony, going out to Dan and Kaylee. Let's go.
1 year anniversary, baby. We made it. Put up with me for 365 days.
I know you don't know anything about this, Dan. A small cup of tea that you
can help me. It's our anniversary. It sounds like a lot of babies were made in the mid-80s to this song, man.
It was 90s, but okay.
Okay, well, it sounds old.
I suggest that you say to Kaylee, you just listen to 90s R&B for 5 hours.
Be a real smooth ride down to Philadelphia. This goes out to a very special lady. She's a kindergarten teacher.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Ryan from Mansfield. Excuse me.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you.
Ryan, will you kick Kennedy out?
All right.
Okay. Good luck.
Kennedy. Good luck.
Good luck. Deuces. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, Ryan. And Kennedy is now over in that studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Gordon Ramsay turns 58 today. He has tons of restaurants and TV shows. Can you name his flagship TV show in America that is currently taking place at Foxwoods?
Gordon Ramsay show, Hell's Kitchen.
Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. The music video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube. What location is that music video set in?
Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. What city, you said?
No, what location?
Ooh. The gym.
Question number three. Eve turns 46 today. She starred in the Barbershop movies and also had a successful rap career, including this song, Gwen Stefani. Take a listen and then name the song.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Oh, God, this is terrible. She goes for jamming, too. Take my time.
Question number four. Rashida Jones posted a tribute yesterday to her dad, Quincy. Rashida played Ann Perkins on which hit NBC series for 7 seasons?
You should have got someone else, man. I'm sorry.
You're doing all right.
Don't panic, Ryan. We're going to get through this.
I'll tell you what. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Different in the heat of the moment.
And the lights come on, man.
Question number five.
The lights are too bright right now.
137 years ago today, in 1887, Wyatt Earp's friend Doc Holliday died of tuberculosis at a sanitarium in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Doc was 36. Who played Doc Holliday in one of the greatest westerns of all time, Tombstone? Which actor?
I'm going John Wayne, and I'll say it right now. Listen.
Kennedy!
That's all right. That's
I'm
all right.
Not fond of it, Kennedy.
No, I get it. I get it. I was at an event last night at our church. We had a photography thing going on, and there's a guy visiting in town, Kennedy, and he said, I was listening yesterday, and that guy got none of them right, and I got all 5 right in the car.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, everybody says that.
Yeah, everyone's good in the car.
Right.
We're talking about practice, not the game.
Ryan got 2 out of 5. I gave him that second one.
Oh, but then it's wrong.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
You're giving out wrong answers?
I'll take the charity point. I'll take the charity point.
It's wrong.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep. My name's Brian from Mansfield.
Hold on. Just wait a second.
Cart before the horse there.
Gordon Ramsay turns 58 today. He's got tons of restaurants and TV shows. Can you name his flagship TV show in America that is currently taking place at Foxwoods?
Hell's Kitchen.
1-1. Britney Spears' Baby One More Time music video has surpassed 1 billion views. What location is that music video set in?
A high school.
It is a high school. Part of it is in the gym, which is why I gave him credit for that.
She didn't say a high school gym. It could be a workout gym.
2-2. Question number three. Eve turns 46 today. She starred in the Barbershop movies and also had a successful rap career, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Including this song with Gwen Stefani. Ooh. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Let me blow your mind.
3-2. Question number four. Rashida Jones posted a tribute yesterday to her dad, Quincy. Rashida played Ann Perkins on which NBC series for 7 seasons?
Parks and Rec.
4-2. Question number five. 137 years ago today in 1887, Wyatt Earp's friend Doc Holliday died of tuberculosis at a sanitarium in Glenwood Springs. Doc was just 36. Who played Doc Holliday in one of the greatest westerns of all time, Tombstone? Which actor?
Val Kilmer. He'll be your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry. Yeah.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
The fact that he didn't win an Oscar for that is criminal.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
And the fact that Ryan didn't get all 5 right is also criminal. Ryan, we loved having you on the show this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Ryan, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Coming next week, we're going to start giving away tickets to Deck the Hall Ball. It is sold out December 14th at Aganis Arena. I was looking up tickets yesterday. If you wanted a pair of tickets, Kennedy, for Deck the Hall Ball, like on the floor, but pretty far back. I think 2 tickets on the second and third and fourth and fifth market are like $600-700. It is not cheap, but we're going to start giving them away on Tuesday. We're off for the Veterans Day weekend on Monday, but we are back on Tuesday, and we will start giving away those tickets all next week. So if you want to win those, be there for that. Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody right now.
And now it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Lizzie from Norwood says, guys, the conversation you had yesterday about the AOL AIM screen names was hilarious. It took me back to my middle school days and my ridiculous name that I'm too embarrassed to share, but it had to do with being the missus of a certain Backstreet Boy. I would love to hear what Kennedy can do with all of those screen names in her parody. Again, that is from Lizzie in Norwood. Kennedy, what do you got for us?
Okay, so I took a favorite here in Boston.
Okay.
I took Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. All right. And here is my AIM. Screen name is bad.
When I look back at my AIM screen name, all I can do is laugh and cringe. What was I thinking when I was only 14? I look at it now and I get a twinge. Booty Kitty, Skating Chick, Sexy Bee, Drama Baby, Degrassi for me with a 4. My AIM screen name was bad. Now I know why Mom was mad. Fetish Girl 14 was her nom de plume. Now some dudes are sliding in her chat room. And why did I think that 420 was funny? I didn't even know what it meant. Subversive words and names of our favorite singers. You say it out loud and it sounds absurd. Sunburnt Babe, mystic chick. Nick's girl, 59, knuckle toe, and a maniac's fan. My AIM screen name was bad. Now I know why Mom was mad.
So mad, so mad, so mad.
Fetish girl, 14, was her nom de plume. Now some dudes are sliding in her chat room.
You got mail.
R.I.P.
Good stuff.
Great work, Kennedy. Great work.
I'd like to thank everyone for texting in their names yesterday to half write that for me.
Me explaining to Barrett yesterday all about what AIM was and our screen names and how they were all so awkward and cringy today.
Do they not have cringy names that they use in Roblox? Because I was bowling next to some 11-year-olds, and I tell you what, the cringy names haven't stopped.
Yeah, Skibbity Toilet 1234.
Correct.
Now they're just in like Call of Duty lobbies.
If you have a suggestion for Kennedy's Impossible parody, please do not text it in. We don't want Kennedy to see it. You can email it to me, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. That's Carson at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Ethan from Worcester.
Hello.
Hi, Kennedy.
How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. You got some pipes there.
Oh, thank you.
He's in the car with his wife, Tamara, and his daughter,
that's
Rowan.
Correct.
We get Kennedy out, yes. Please.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So it's 5 trivia questions, Ethan. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. How old is Rowan?
Rowan is 7.
Nice. All right. Here we go. You ready?
Don't ask my wife's age.
What's your wife's age?
I can't tell you.
Older than 7.
I would hope.
Well, yes. I would hope so. Yeah, that would be bad. All right. Yes, I'm ready.
Nick Lachey turns 51 this weekend. He was the face of which popular boy band?
Nick Lachey. Which band? Shoot. Boys to Men.
Question number 3.
Lachey and Boys to Men would be hysterical.
After years of trying to bring Gambit to the big screen, Channing Tatum finally made his debut this summer in a cameo, and Marvel is apparently obsessed with the character. He may finally get his feature film after a decade. Which movie did Channing portray Gambit in this summer?
Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Question number 3. Dolly Parton was devastated when she had to decline a coveted invite to tea with the royal family this year. She was hoping to make it up to the royals by inviting them to Dollywood. Dollywood is located in her home state. Where is she from?
Tennessee.
A new Star Wars trilogy is in the works, focusing on a new story and new characters. There's no word when it will take place or if any pre-existing characters will appear. What color was Darth Vader's lightsaber in the original trilogy?
Red.
He says without skipping a beat.
No, he seems like a Star Wars guy.
Question number 5. Harry Styles fans are holding a lookalike contest in London this weekend, hoping the Grammy-winning singer will make an appearance. Harry Styles has had 2 songs reach number 1 in America. Name them both.
Oh, both. Shoot.
I guess after...
The one about fruit?
Yeah.
and the one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back
about
in the
how good looking he is.
Kennedy.
After Timothy Chalamet shows up at your contest, I guess now everybody wants to have a lookalike contest, hoping a celebrity shows up. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Ethan gave some of the greatest answers I think in the history of Camping Kennedy, and got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Come on.
Nick Lachey turns 51 this weekend. He was the face of which popular boy band?
98 Degrees.
Not Boys to Men.
She wasn't Boys to Men.
Hey, you took a shot.
I thought I had it.
Missed it by that much.
After years of trying to bring Gambit to the big screen, Channing Tatum finally made his debut this summer in a cameo, and Marvel is apparently obsessed with the character. He may get a feature film after a decade. Which movie did Channing portray Gambit in this summer?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
2-1. I gave him that one, even though he said versus.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. 2-1. Question number 3.
Thanks. Yeah.
Dolly Parton was devastated when she had to decline a coveted invite to tea with the royal family. She's hoping to make it up to the royals by inviting them to Dollywood.
Just
as fancy.
Please let it happen. Please let it happen.
I would love to see the Queen.
Please let it happen.
In Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
I want to see King
Charles
there.
When I say the Queen, I mean the Queen of Country, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, located in Dolly's home state. She's from where?
Tennessee.
Which I just gave you the answer. That's my bad.
Dan gave her the answer.
Guys, I've been there. It's in Gatlinburg, right near Pigeon Forge. I could give you probably the road.
It's even more rigged.
No, I promise.
I agree with you, Ethan. Dan is trying to cheat. I'm scrubbing that answer. It is 2-2. Question number 4. A new Star Wars trilogy is in the works, focusing on a new story and new characters, Kennedy. There's no word on when it takes place or if any pre-existing characters will appear. What color was Darth Vader's lightsaber in the original trilogy?
Red.
Ugh. Did I give her that one, Ethan?
I'm scrubbing that one, too. I felt like she cheated. Question number 5, Harry Styles.
Same color as her hair. It's really not fair.
Are holding a lookalike contest in London this weekend, hoping the Grammy-winning singer will make an appearance. Harry Styles has had 2 songs reach number 1 in America, and he named them both. In America, excuse me.
Watermelon Sugar and... As it was.
Gut punch.
You are a gem.
Thank you.
Ethan, what do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
I'm a teacher.
Oh, your class must be fun.
I would take your class.
And a veteran.
And a veteran. Oh, hey, thank you for your service, buddy. What'd you serve in?
Thank you. I was in the Army.
Hey, hoorah. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go. Well, that's awesome. All right. So you don't get the cash, Ethan, but we do have 4 tickets for you to go see Pentatonix November 19th at the DAC Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. So you all enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you. It's a great consolation prize. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you.
Happy Veterans Day, Carson.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Ethan?
I'm from Worcester. My name is Ethan, and I can't beat Kennedy today.
Today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Dina from Everett.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you get Kennedy out, please, Dina?
Kennedy, can you please lead the room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
See you, Kennedy. $1,000 on the line, Dina. You ready to do this?
It's big money.
So nervous. All right, let's go.
All right, take a deep breath. Kennedy's gone. You have to answer more than right than Kennedy to win the $1,000. If you tie, unfortunately, we can't give you the cash, okay?
Okay.
I'm giving Kennedy the evil eye right now, trying to help you win. And she's ignoring us, isn't she, Dan?
Oh, she ignores us when she's in the studio. She's not going to pay attention to us outside of it.
Question number 1. This 90s boy band was known for songs like I Want It That Way. Who are they?
Oh my God. Talk about losing your words. Backstreet Boys.
question number two. Ray Gunn says she's retiring after the backlash from her appearance at the last Olympics. What discipline did she compete in?
Breakdancing.
Which actor starred in both Hunger Games and Silver Linings Playbook?
I can see her face. What's her name?
I can't tell you.
I know.
As much as I love giving away Sal's money, that would break the rules. All right.
I can't think.
Okay. Question number four. Who made wearing a meat dress famous at the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards?
Lady Gaga.
PETA did not love that.
And question number five. What is the name of Adele's debut album?
Hello?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You're at work right now, Dina?
Yes, I am.
I love that. We're going to pay you more than they're going to pay you if you can win. I promise you that.
Probably.
I don't know. Our boss is pretty strict. Meaning Kennedy.
I don't know. I got two down. I don't know.
Oh, all right. I have Dina getting 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done. Well done.
I think I forgot to say that. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
This 90s boy band was known for songs like I Want It That Way. Who are they?
The Backstreet Boys.
Tied at 1. Ray Gunn says she's retiring after the backlash from her appearance at the last Olympics. Which discipline did she compete in?
Break dancing.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Which actor starred in both Hunger Games and Silver Linings Playbook?
Jennifer Lawrence? Tricky with your gender garbage.
I knew it.
We are actors, Kennedy.
I understand.
3-2. Question number 4. Who made wearing a meat dress famous at the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards?
Lady Gaga.
4-3. Question number 5. Can you name Adele's debut album?
All right. How old was she? 19?
Boo.
It's not as fun when we never give away the $1,000.
I'm just saying.
Oh, darn it.
I hate to get them all right in one day.
Did you get all 50?
Every last 20. 20. Thank you.
If I wasn't on the radio, I would have got them right.
Congratulations.
It's all right.
Kennedy.
We still had fun.
If you weren't on the radio, you'd be talking to yourself, though.
That's true.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Dan and I do it all
the
time.
No, I get the best answers that way.
All right, Kennedy gets the win, 5-3. Dean, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you so much for listening and giving it a shot this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Dina from Everett, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.